A bar graph is useful when you want to see individual data and compare it with other data in a similar range. The graph here compares rainfall among the New England states. You could read the specific rainfall for each state or see how they compare with one another. You could also compare the heights of four friends to see both their individual data as well as how their heights compare to each other. These are examples of numerical data. Bar graphs are good for categorical data as well because you can label each bar with a word. Categorical data is usually the answer to a question that starts, "What is your favorite?" Graph is used for data over time. You'd use a line graph to show trends of data as time goes on. In this example, the graph displays the sales of a week at the local bakery. If you wanted to graph the height of a child from birth through age 12, you could watch the graph go up over time. Line graphs are commonly used to see trends in money as well. The monthly stock market averages can help you see the direction of the stock market. Line graphs are used for numerical data only. Circle graphs are useful for data that's part of a whole. If you can change the data into a percent and it makes sense, then a circle graph will work. The circle graph that you're looking at is about Dan's spending money. Since the data shows how each part of money out of the total amount of money, you can change each amount of money into a percent. You cannot change the heights of buildings into a percent. It would not make sense to compare the heights of three buildings by saying one is 45% of the entire height of all three buildings. Circle graphs are best with categorical data. Both a histogram and a stem and leaf diagram show data clumped into intervals. You can quickly see which grouping has the most data. In these graphs, you can see the ages of middle school teachers. The stem and leaf diagram shows you each individual age. The histogram is chunked by decade. If you had much more data, say 200 teachers, you may not want the individual data, but rather use the histogram to compare decades. You could use a histogram to see how many months students have been playing a certain instrument. The intervals could be in groups of 4 months. The data in these graphs are always numerical. A stem and leaf diagram always uses chunks of 10 based on the tens digit. A histogram may use any interval it wants. Groups of 3 years, groups of 6 months, groups of 2 weeks. Line plots are useful when you have only a few pieces of data with a short range. They're useful to see the shape of the data. Do your data fall in the middle of the range? Are they evenly split? Or are they on one end of the range? You can also see outliers that may be further apart from the rest of the data. The graph you are looking at now describes shoe size. Notice the range is small and there is not too much data. You can make a line plot out of questions that begin with, how many? For example, how many pencils do you have? You can collect data from many people and record it on your line plot. You need to have numerical data for a line plot. It is not possible to label the number line with words. If you're tempted to use words, then you want to use a bar graph. A telefrequency chart is useful when collecting data through a survey or when your data comes to you in a disorganized way. The graph that you're looking at is about student favorite color. You could walk around and ask students what their favorite color is, or if you had a list of student names with their favorite colors, you could organize with a tally frequency chart. The tally is completed first. Then you can write the total number of tallies in the frequency column. A tally frequency chart can be used for both numerical and categorical data. If you have no tallies for a subject, you would leave the tally section blank and put a zero in the frequency section. Which graph is the most important for the following pieces of data? The amount of money Google has made over the last 5 years. A line graph, data over time. The favorite books in Miss A's class. A bar or circle graph, individual books are part of the whole. How about the budget expenses for a local company? A line graph, data over time. The batting average is of 45 baseball players. A histogram or stem and leaf diagram will chunk that data into appropriate tens. What about the number of erasers in your binder? A bar graph or line plot would be good. They are both numerical data. What about the lengths of rivers? A bar graph will allow you to compare them. How about a survey of a class's favorite movies? Frequency chart is good for surveys. What about the temperature that it is every day this summer? A histogram or stem and leaf diagram will clump that data into sections.
You could also use a line graph to see data over time.